nest scouts who searched for new hive locations were three times more likely to be nectar scouts when older. To determine if there are differences between scouts and non-scouts, researchers examined their brains to see which genes were active. What they found was surprising. There were large differences in over 1,000 genes. Some of those genes are very similar to ones associated with human novelty-seeking behavior. Scientists examined genes controlling dopamine signaling, which reinforces pleasure in humans. In bees, it works just the opposite. High dopamine reinforces aversion. Bees with genes that made more dopamine receptors were non-scouts, while those with low receptors tended to be scouts.